Riyad Mohammed, the president of the Arab Students Association at Tufts University, has recently come forward alleging that he was beaten unconscious by three members of the fraternity Sigma Phi Epsilon on April 30th. According to Boston Indy Media, Riyad says that the students called him a terrorist, a Saddam supporter, and an Iraqi, and the next day he was diagnosed with a concussion. When I learned about this, I felt shocked and confused about what to do. I wondered how this makes other people feel. How have people reacted to this? I wanted to help raise awareness about these allegations, and I wanted to understand better how this may reflect a history of violence against Arab people in Boston. So I've done a little research. According to the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee of Massachusetts, this state has the 9th largest Arab population in the country. Shortly after 9/11, local residents set fire to at least two businesses that were believed to be Arab-owned, and some smashed in the front door and windows of a local halal market. Some of the people arrested said they wanted to, quote, get those Arabs for what they did to us. Several Arab students were harassed and received threatening emails. A group of men even attacked a Saudi Arabian person after he left a nightclub, stabbing him 3 times. Earlier this year, I learned, an Arab professor at Northeastern University received death threats after he published an article saying, among other things, that the 9/11 attacks were part of a fight for freedom and dignity over foreign control. I attempted to get in contact with the people directly involved in the alleged beating, but I had no luck. So I decided to take a visit to Tufts University and talk to the students walking around about how they've reacted to the claim that their fellow students gave an Arab student a concussion. A few students described the overall reaction as divided.
I mean, they're kind of two basic opinions. One seems to be that, you know, it was almost his fault that, you know, that wasn't the time or the place, you know, to go over those kind of issues. And especially, you know, no one's in their right state of mind, you know, to talk about that sort of stuff. And some people blame him almost. And then the other set of opinions is probably the majority of people, I would say, is that it really doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter what you've been drinking. Those are preconceived, you know, opinions, and it really doesn't matter whether you've been drinking or not. Those kind of thoughts just shouldn't be here at Tufts.
I'm sorry, what kind of thoughts are you referring to?
I mean, just the racist, the bigotry and whatnot, and the racial epithets and whatnot that were said to him that night. People just don't want that here, and, you know, it doesn't matter whether you've been drinking or not. It really doesn't matter.
The campus is sort of divided on the issue.
Well, my thoughts on this are, I don't feel it was a hate crime. I feel it was a misunderstanding. From what I understand, the students came by and said some derogatory things about the frats, which then provoked the frat members, and they got into a argument, verbal. It was then separated by the police, and then the student returned later, when that's when it got physical. I feel it was just blown a little bit out of proportion, to be honest with you, because I don't feel it was... it was caused because of, you know, discrimination or anything. I think it was just because of what he had said about the frat. And when people are drinking, if you badmouth a frat, it's not the best thing to do. So I think it was just, you know, some drunk people who got into a fight. No more, so.
I understand, or at least I heard, that there were some racial epithets used, like calling Riyad a terrorist and a Saddam supporter and Iraqi, things like that. Have you heard anything about that?
I have heard that, yes.
I thought the details sounded a little uncertain. I know an altercation must have happened, but I don't know if it was necessarily the hate crime of the proportion that the Arab student claimed.
You know, it was a weird time. You know, it was spring fling, and everyone was, you know, I'm sure everyone involved was, you know, drinking, and it was just a thing that shouldn't normally have happened, but it just, unfortunately, it did. In my opinion, I think it might have been a little overreaction on the Tufts community, but even though things need to be recognized and things need to be dealt with, issues like that, but it may have been kind of overreacted upon.
What has been the reaction of the Tufts community?
Well, I don't know, it's kind of dimmed down since originally, you know, with the protest, you know, immediately after, kind of, it was kind of hyped for about a day or two, and then it kind of disappeared for a while. So I haven't heard much since then. Nothing has really been deliberated. So, I don't know, it's kind of died down.
Oh, I have kind of mixed issues because sometimes, like, you know, it's a very tough thing to be called, like, a terrorist. Because you, like, or a certain ethnic group, and, like, I feel like where he's coming from, but it's kind of ridiculous what kind of, like, big deal they make out of it. I mean, alright, some kid called him a racist, but it's not, like, I mean, a terrorist, but it's not, like, the end of the world, I don't think.
Well, I understand that he alleged that they used racial slurs, and then also alleged that they kicked him in the head and gave him a concussion.
I don't really know too much about that. I mean, it's all, like, his perspective. I mean, it could be completely made up. I have no idea. I wasn't there.
Some students, however, were not so quick to doubt Riyadh's allegations.
I am not happy about what occurred. I think there's a lot of people who say that, well, he was drunk and whatnot, but his whole reason for going back, I think, was because they called him out of his name in the first place, and so it's still a racially motivated incident, so, I mean, it's, you know, the hate crime and there's just reason for the response that the campus gave.
I feel like this is the last straw with the fraternity system, the Greek system at Tufts, because I feel like we're hearing something new and something awful that's happened to in a fraternity or involving a fraternity every week.
It was a time where, you know, a lot was going on in terms of, like, parties and social events, and so my first thing was probably a drunken bout, you know, but then when I heard about some of the things that were said during the confrontation, I felt that I was kind of upset because those ideas, those thoughts were probably something that's always been inside of the people who said those things, and just, you know, that at that moment in time, they were just manifested.
I also asked people if they imagine that this news has made other Arab students on campus feel less safe.
Do you think that this has created an atmosphere where Arab people feel less safe on campus?
I feel like if this one incident's created that type of atmosphere, that's sad, that I feel like some people at all points in their lives feel discriminated against for one reason or another, so hopefully it can be looked past and they'll feel safe.
Do you feel like this news has created an atmosphere in which Arab people feel unsafe on the campus?
I actually don't think I know any. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think that this news has created an atmosphere in which Arab people feel less safe?
Absolutely not, I don't think. I mean, how often does that happen, and how often do you see people getting called racist, or, no, I mean, I meant terrorists, but I don't think it's a big deal, but I'd probably feel a different way if I was Arab, though, but I'm not.
I feel like anyone of Middle Eastern or of that kind of descent probably feels a little bit like they're singled out of overall.
I just feel that they kind of know that there are people on this campus that don't like them, or have a type of stereotype about them and where they come from or who they are. So, I mean, I think it just lets the Arab students know that they have to be more conscious about who they're dealing with and what situations they get themselves into, because they might get themselves into a similar situation that Riyadh was in that night.
Do you have any thoughts on how to hold these people accountable who allegedly gave Riyadh a concussion?
I mean, if it was up to me, I don't want them on campus. If you actually can find who is accountable, I mean, I would have no problem if those kids never came back. I don't know who they are, but, you know, if it was up to me, they wouldn't be coming back.
I mean, I think the school has to set a standard that we will not tolerate any type of, you know, hatred, any type of violence due to ignorance and things like that. We should have a zero tolerance, because I think that there's been several incidents like this, but they've been swept under the rug, and that it needed a student to be knocked unconscious for somebody to realize that there is a problem.
Even if it's unclear whether or not this act of violence expressed hate towards Arab people, in the context of the pattern of violence against Arab Americans, it seems to bear a racial meaning to many and could intimidate, sadden, and enrage a lot of people who identify with the struggles of Riyadh and others in this country now at war with an Arab nation.